Hello and welcome to the first pilot episode of Good for Construction. My name is Isha Bajaj and I'm your host. So this podcast, Good for Construction, is a platform that I thought needed to be created where we invite architects or struggling architects, young architects, students of architecture, and talk to them about their stories, their journeys, their struggles, and share it with everyone. I feel that the architecture community is expanding in India exponentially, and I think it's necessary and it's high time that all of us come together on one medium and hear each other's stories, resonate with them, and feel like we're part of one large community. Season one is basically about talking to architects under 30 who've started their own firms, and we generally talk to them about entrepreneurship. So the story of how I came about this idea and I created this platform is very interesting. So all the way back in 2016, when I was interning, I had this dream. I saw the way the office was functioning and I absolutely loved the vibe that the office had, and, you know, it was working like one big family. We would have dinners together. We would work together. Some of us were living together and we would even party together. And it just felt like one beautiful unit. And I dreamt of having that one day. And also, I mean, needless to say, also do fantastic quality work. So here I am having this dream about having my own firm. And the next step that I thought I would take is talk to people about it. You know, I mean, how do you start a firm? What's the first step you take? When is the right time to start the firm? And how much exposure do you need? Can I just jump into it without any more experience? So I had all these questions and I jumped into YouTube and the internet to find answers. And I was looking for answers specifically in the Indian context. I didn't find many Indian architects talk about the struggles of getting a firm established and their failures and how much money they had when they started. You know, these small questions is something I didn't find any answers to them on the internet. So I thought that, you know what, I should reach out and I should start talking to people about it. But unfortunately, back in 2016, that idea remained an idea, and it only got realized in 2019 right now. Then there's another story of how I came across podcasting and podcasts in the first place. Here, I would like to mention and give a big shout out to Kedar Nimkar. He runs a fantastic podcast by the name of Audio Gyan, and that is the platform where I heard my first podcast. So I follow this lady called Alicia Souza, and she's an illustrator, and I absolutely love and adore her illustrations and her work. And in a way, I do look up to her. So, I mean, the natural progression for anyone that you do look up to is that you want to know more and more about this person. And when I stumbled upon this podcast where she was talking, I was, you know, I was so excited. And when I heard her speak, I felt this sense of connection, which was so strong. And this was an audio podcast. You can't see the person. So it's only through your ears that you read the person, their mannerisms and the way they are. And honestly, I can't begin to tell you the strength of the connection that I felt. And that's when I realized that, you know what, I have all these questions. And this is a fantastic platform to share anyone's story, because, I mean, the podcasting as a platform and audio as a platform, I feel is truly, truly magical, because it makes you connect to a person in a very different way. And honestly, until and unless you experience it, it's very difficult to understand that connection. So yeah, here I am. I had these questions and I found out the perfect medium for it. And I started recording. I reached out to people. Well, in season one, I'm asking questions about finances. How much money should you have when you plan on starting your firm? How much experience should you have? Should you or should you not go for a master's? And the nature of these conversations are very, very organic. I mean, they're not like following a script or anything, but yes, they're definitely covering some subtopics which I thought were relevant and important. And then certain questions are there which have been molded according to the guest's journey. So this is what Good for Construction is about, at least season one. I am more than happy and very open to new ideas, and questions are more than welcome. If you have any suggestions about any guests that you think should come on to season one, then those suggestions are also more than welcome. I will try my best to accommodate that in season one. But for now, Good for Construction is a weekly podcast, and we have a new guest who brings in their new stories every week. And to be honest, these are very exciting stories, very fresh stories, very relevant stories. And I am sure that people who are listening to this will definitely benefit from it, because I can vouch for each and every episode and say that I have learned something new. And my understanding of architecture as a field has changed completely. And I hope you enjoy it as well. You can play it during your long commutes from college back home or office back home. And they're very, very fun conversations and very, very crazy stories about college and, well, starting their firm, their first day at their own company. And I had a blast recording these episodes and meeting these people. So these episodes will be available on a bunch of platforms. There's definitely Google Podcasts. You can download it on iTunes. So keep following the Instagram page. It's called Good for Construction Podcast. And or if you follow me, my pages are Isha Eats and Isha Bajaj Draws. All these are on Instagram. There's also a Facebook page that you can follow and like. So yeah, and if you want to reach out to me, I'm available on Instagram DM, or you can mail me. I hope you enjoy these episodes. Also, this idea was definitely my brainchild, but realizing it was not my work alone. So I would want to use this episode to kind of thank a bunch of people who helped me out in realizing it and pushing me and helping me and supporting me at every stage. So first off, definitely my parents and my family, they were like very, very supportive of the idea. Secondly, the few friends that I reached out to for help, there was Malika, Shuchi, Deb, Chirag, especially Deb, because he suggested the name Good for Construction, and this was during a brainstorming session on WhatsApp. And also a huge shout out to all the recording studios, Cruxes, Prabhav and Arjun. There was Rusty from Rusty Grooves in Vasant Kunj, and Abhin from Archangel Studios in Vasant Kunj as well. These people have been so, so generous and so helpful in helping me realize it, giving me a recording studio and a platform to create a tangible product out of the idea that I had. Also, a huge shout out to all the people who came on as guests for first season. They didn't question the intent even once, and they just came on board and were so happy to share their stories with me. And I'm very, very excited to share this work with you. And I'm eagerly waiting for some awesome feedback, good and bad. So have fun, enjoy, and let me know what you think about season one. And I hope to see you in our conversations on social media. All right. Enjoy. Happy listening, guys. Bye.